Good evening. I'll be your moderator this evening as we prepare for the case of failure to follow instructions.
Now, this is going to be a somewhat comical sequence of events, but I'm going to give them to you as real as I possibly can. And let me say to the listeners, none of this is fictitious. I'm going to change the names of the individuals involved just to keep the story going. But if the names are in some way close or similar to actual people, it's just an accident. Here we go. Young mail handler, very young mail handler, by the name of, let's call him Kenny. Kenny is at work, and this all took place in the last 5 days. Stage is set, action. Kenny's at work driving a long fork walkie rider. Kenny has a bid on the apps tour 2. So during the morning between 8 and 10 o'clock, Kenny is dispatching mail from his primary bid assignment, the apps. While in the process of dispatching mail, another supervisor, EAS employee, let's just say for the sake of argument, we'll call her Vanessa. Vanessa comes to Ken and says to Ken, I need you to dispatch mail for a company, let's just say Victoria's Secrets, for Victoria's Secrets, off the universal sorter. So Ken looks at Vanessa and says, I am in the middle of dispatching mail, FSS mail, from the apps to the dock. I mean, right now, currently, I actually have mail on my forks.
You have mail right now?
And then she looked at me and said she wanted me to dispatch the mail. And I said, I'll be back.
But you have mail on your forks already.
So what Kenny did was,
what did Kenny
directly,
do?
I don't mean, no, and again, it sounds, he went directly to the supervisor and asked her, informed her what just took place. Hey, listen, supervisor, I don't know, we'll call it Antoinette. Hey, listen, Antoinette, another supervisor just asked me to stop dispatching your trip of value, your mail of value, and to dispatch hers. What should I do? And naturally, the response was, continue dispatching
the FSS mail from the apps to the dock so it could be transferred to Twin Rivers.
So one would think, okay, so it happened, we go on with work. So about a half hour or so later, supervisor, again, we'll call her Vanessa.
Tell her what happened, man.
Approaches Ken, the mail handler, says,
nah, she didn't.
I thought I asked you to do that mail for Victoria's Secrets.
Ken
responded to her.
Tell Vanessa, she didn't do that.
I told you I was in the middle of dispatching my, you know, mail for my bid assignment, and that I'd be back. Well, what I did was I went and asked my supervisor for clarification on your instructions. And once being clarified, I continue doing what it is I was instructed to do. Again, I followed my last order. I know it sounds corny, but that's what happened. Now, let me say this to you. And I really do mean this. I am a big proponent of supervisors are there to direct, guide, whatever, because, again, that's their responsibility. I guess I had a conscientious moment. And I thought about, wait a minute, this mail should be dispatched. It's probably equally as important.
It's not your mail.
And we're talking about, it was a Sunday. So it's probably equally as important. So I got clarification. Now, let me also add my reason for getting clarification. And you got, and I can't make this up. Less than 4 days ago, the mail handler, Kenny, was having a conversation with the supervisor, Vanessa. And during that conversation, Vanessa kind of proudly admitted that she don't know what's going on in this unit right here. I think she said in operations, but during our conversation, she said in this unit. So we'll go with that. She don't know what's going on in this unit. In fact, she don't know what's going on in this unit to the extent that she wants her group leader and lead clerk to sign annual leave slips or grant annual leave. And I only say that to point out to you that this conversation we had less than 4 days from the event that's taking place now. So understanding that you don't know what you're doing conversation and how proud she said that to me, I did. I went to my supervisor, my direct supervisor, for clarification. Once having that clarified, one would think that that would be the end of the scenario, but it's not. I guess Supervisor Vanessa felt some kind of way, even though she wouldn't ask, she verified my story with her, she verified my story with my immediate supervisor. That still didn't stop her from bringing me in the office, having a PDI with me for failure to follow her instructions. Now, under most cases, and I'm saying most cases, I'm an advocate of follow the instructions of your supervisor. In this case, again, supervisor stating to me she don't know what she's doing. I sought clarification of the instructions she gave me. Now, again, did I cross that line with failure to follow instructions? Again, I'm asking you because I really don't think I did. And I think that once the supervisor, Vanessa, spoke with my immediate supervisor and it was confirmed that I did go and get clarification, one would think that management would have enough interpersonal skills to understand, okay, maybe my decision to take that mail handler out of his bid job was a bad decision, so I learned something. But instead, true to form, here we go, Columbus, Ohio, City Gate, let's get that good management, employee interaction. I'm being held accountable.
Failure to follow.
And I think that that's just absurd. I really do. So I guess I'll see how it transpires. But, you know, we had a PDI, and it was just crazy because everybody in the room knew that I went and got clarifications for some instructions that I didn't. They weren't clear to me. And instead of management just accepting that, Vanessa wants to hold a PDI, held a PDI with me, so I guess she wants to attempt to issue me some discipline. That's just a little bit of the nonsense that goes on in Columbus, Ohio on a regular basis.
No, not Columbus.
See, most people don't get to hear that, but I want you to know, I want to share that with you because I want you to know. I want you to be aware. Maybe we'll learn something from this. Maybe management might learn something from this.
Make sense.
But I want you to know that it just took place in our facility this week.
It is very important for all post employees to follow the guidance and direction of their supervisors. But with today's supervisions, all I can say is sometimes,
if in following that instructions, I sought clarification and got clarification, How can you attempt to hold me accountable or responsible for failure to follow instructions? And I just want to share that with the mail handler craft because, I'm going to fight it naturally. But I just want you to know these are just some of the things
we deal with in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm sure you deal with similar instances in your facilities.
Okay, it's my issue, so I'm going to share it. Others may be reluctant to do so, and I don't encourage that, but I'm going to. So we'll see how this plays out. The case of failure to follow instructions because a mail handler being conscientious of his job,
not sure of instructions given to him by a supervisor and sought clarifications. Let's make sure we keep that clear.
Don't confuse that with I didn't follow them. I sought clarification on them. And let's see how this turned out. Hey, let's have a great day. And hey, this gets your Wednesday morning started.